Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. How many is on the potter's wheel in here? Is anybody on the potter's wheel? The Lord's doing a work in your heart, in your life. Boy, he really put me on the potter's wheel this week. Amen. As we were having this time to rest, the Lord was speaking to my heart about some things that he wanted me to do. I mean, well, some things in my life that he wanted to get aligned. So I said, Lord, can I share what you're saying to me with the body of Christ? And he said, okay, so look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. We'll begin to read with verse number 1. He said, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come. And both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. And here's where we're looking at today in verse number 7. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? And the title of this morning's message today is United in Faith. We're going to look at the differences. What else am I looking at? Depending and to be determined. Hallelujah. Are y'all with me? Is everybody with me? Let's lift the word. I want to come in agreement today. Lift the word with me and repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. So Lord, speak to me. My ears are open and my heart is receptive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Father, we're so grateful for your word, Father God. And we're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. So Father God, I thank you, Father God. Now I ask you, Lord, Spirit of the living God, speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathered. Not only here, but on Facebook and on the website, Father God. You be glorified, you be magnified, and you be exalted. And when everything is said and done, Father God, may we respond to what you speak to us about. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, he says, what he was speaking to me is, what maketh thee to differ from another? And the Lord was speaking to me about something. And it's really important for us to get a hold of something. Many of us, we all have different personalities. Amen. I was at my children's, at Christy and Chris's with my grandchildren, Alexander, Caitlin, and Aaron. And Alexander and Caitlin are becoming teenagers, and they're getting into that teen spirit in their minds against their parents. Okay? And I was listening, and after they walked out of the room, Chris and Christy were talking to Jackie and I, and they said, well, we can't understand why they're like that. And the Lord said this. He said, tell them the apple didn't fall too far from the tree. because they're acting just like you. In other words, when our children are born, they carry our DNA, okay? They're carrying our makeup, and some of them, I don't know. I was kind of like a hard-headed child sometimes. Does anybody be like me? Amen? You still that way? Well, we're praying for your deliverance because God wants to deliver us today. Amen? And what he is speaking about and what he wants to talk to us about is that everybody's different. And we have a mentality where we want people to be like us. Paul said this. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. He didn't say, be like me. He didn't say you had to act like me. He didn't say you had to be like me. But follow God in me. As I follow him, you follow me. But God said he made you were marvelously and wonderfully made in Christ's image and God's image. And you've got a great personality. And all of our personalities are different. All of our makeups are different. But God says that you have great value and great worth. And he's saying to us, listen to me. One of the biggest things is God didn't call us to be anybody else. He called us to be the best us we can be. Amen. And what makes you, well, the difference is what makes you unique. Amen. So when I was looking at that, first thing I'm looking at is he's talking to me about not looking at people in the wrong way. And although he keeps speaking to me is don't get so holy that you're no earthly good. Hello? We get in the presence of God. We get in his glory. But God says, hey, what do you have? What makes you different from anybody else? What makes you different is the grace that I'm pouring out on you. So I want to talk about grace for a moment. So look with me in Romans chapter 3, and probably it'd be good for you to take notes because I'm going to be jumping all through the word. Amen? Unless you're a Bible thumper, you might be in the one place when I'm going someplace else. Are you with me? How many love Jesus in the room? Amen. Hello? Remember that God wants you to know how valuable you are. But he also wants to speak to us to receive everyone that comes into this place. God's going to bring in a great harvest of souls, and we got to be ready to minister to them, and we can't look down our nose at them. Amen. Paul said, I became all things so I could win some. I have to get right down on their level and love them where they're at. Hallelujah. And the word of God says in Romans chapter 3, verse number 22, he says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all them that believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Remember, it's for by grace we are saved by faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any of us should boast. So we're looking at the grace that's being poured out. There's the difference that we have, the differences we have in our makeup, in our personalities. Christ unites us by the Spirit of God. Amen. It's all about him. It's not about us. Amen. The Lord reminded me, and he constantly reminds me, don't forget where I found you. Amen. Hello? Amen. Don't forget where I found you and where you were when I met you. Yes. Amen? And God wants to move in a mighty way in our lives. And we're not to look at the differences of people. God's going to bring, he told me he's going to bring all kinds of nationalities into this house. Amen. When the Spirit of God and this thing starts moving, God's going to bring people from all around the world, and they're going to have some different backgrounds. They're going to have some different makeups. They're going to look a little different, okay? They may do things a little different. And God said, don't look down your spiritual nose at them. Receive them as his children. Hallelujah. That they belong to him. Hallelujah. And he's bringing them because he's going to bring them because they're going to take back something to their nations. That God's going to, and recognize that it's God that does it. 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 Come on, we got to get that in our heart. It's God that does it. We can't change anybody. We can't change anything. We got to trust him to do it. Amen. He's the God who changes. He's the world changer. All right. Praise God. But in Romans chapter 12, Romans 12, verse number 4, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, "For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are of one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another, having then gifts differing according to what? According to the grace that's given unto us." Amen. We have to recognize that the anointing, the gifts of God that are upon us, they're from him. Amen. And they've been given to us by grace. Amen. And God says that he reminded me, and I've used it before, and I'll say it again. God says, he told me one day, he said, "If I can use a donkey, I can use you." Because sometimes you act like a donkey. Anybody hard and stubborn in the room? Am I the only stubborn one? Is there anybody else stubborn here? Amen. And even when somebody is saying something for your benefit, you're not listening because you're too stubborn to pay attention. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, I was that stubborn person. I'm not looking down my nose at anybody. I'm getting right down here and say, "Man, if it wasn't for God's grace, I was one stubborn person," all right? Amen. And God's doing the work, and he's transforming, and he's changing us. Amen. Because he takes us from glory to glory to glory, even by his Spirit, so that we can do what God's called us to do in this time and this hour. Amen. And the gifts of God are irrevocable. He doesn't take them back. But what God is saying, he's not going to share his glory with no one. He receives the glory. He receives the honor, and he receives all the praise. He tells you and I in his word in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're looking about the gifts of grace and the differences of personality as we operate in them. He reminds us in verse number 4 of 1 Corinthians 12. He says, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." Now, God has deposited a gift that's in each and every one of us. There is not one child of God that God didn't give by grace, give a gift. And unless that gift is manifested, it doesn't benefit anyone. Amen. And he didn't give it just for your benefit. Amen. I'm here for your benefit. Hello? So when I was looking at that, the Lord reminded me of something. In Ephesians chapter 4, and we look at this scripture a lot. The Lord was reminding me about something in the different churches and the different ministries around the world. And he was speaking to me, and he says in Ephesians 4:11, "And he gave some apostles," some churches, some ministries, "and he gave some prophets." There's churches that are led by prophecy. There's churches that are led by the apostolic. "And he gave some evangelists." There's some that have the Spirit and the gifting of evangelists that are leading the churches. "And some pastors." "And there's some teachers." For what? They're all working together. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Amen. God says, even though we're all different, Even though we all have different personalities, even though we all have different makeups, we all have the same spirit. If you're a child of God, it's the spirit of Christ. It's the spirit of God. We've all been given gifts by the spirit of God. As those gifts are manifested in the body, they're the benefit of everybody. You know, there should be some things that are taking place in the atmosphere when we're worshiping and praising God. Some of those gifts need to start flowing. There's prophets in this room that the word of prophecy must become forth. There's ones that have the gift of tongues for the body of Christ, and tongues should come forth. And there's ones that should give interpretation of tongues. And there's that have the songs and a new song to sing in the midst of worship and praise. You sing out that song. Maybe it's a time of shouting and giving God praise and glory. I don't know about you, but it's time for the church to get excited about Jesus. Amen. And I don't want to say one thing to you. If we can't get excited in here, we surely aren't going to get excited out there. Hello? Hello? Come on. Can we get a little excited about Jesus? Can you get excited about the grace and mercy that he's poured out upon you? Can you get excited about the gift of God that he's given you? That gift, even though you're different from someone else, God's going to use you for his glory, for his honor, and for his praise. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. God's ready to do something new in and through each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Can we give God a shout of praise?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He said, not only in the differences, but the dependence. He says, you know, what we have received, we receive from him. It was a gift from him, okay? And what he is speaking to my heart about here is the differences. Turn with me to John chapter 3 a minute. This is interesting. John the Baptist was doing some wild and crazy things for the kingdom of God. You know, he was preparing the way for Jesus. Amen. And many of us do some wild and crazy things preparing the way for someone else. You know, God may use you in a way to pave a way to open up an avenue for someone else to walk in and through. Amen. Amen. You know, he who has begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through to completion. God never starts something that he doesn't finish, but it doesn't mean that you're already always the finisher. Some open up the door for others to go through. Hallelujah. You know, I was ministering to yesterday I had an opportunity. I had a young man in the church back in 2005. His stepdad had died, and I went to visit the mom, Dusty's mom, Gaitha, and I went to visit Gaitha, and I led Gaitha to the Lord that night. I led her son, Travis, to the Lord that night. My son, JJ, gave his heart back to the Lord that night. Amen. And all of a sudden, God started doing the work, and I had an opportunity to do Travis's wedding. Amen. And in Travis's and Corey got married in 2006, September the 2nd, 2006. But yesterday they were renewing their vows. And I had an opportunity to sit with another pastor where my son is attending at Grace Covenant, Merle. And one of the things the Lord was reminding us is the differences in ministries that are ministries around the world. God's called me to reach the broken, the addict, the bound, the prisoners. Amen. And it's sort of like I raise them up and then they go somewhere else to serve. I don't understand it all, but God has it all in his hand. Amen. And God was reminding us of what we're doing is we're training, we're discipling, we're growing people to be the men and women of God that they're called to be. But he took me to John 3:27. And the word of God says, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly, he's the best man, because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. But here's what John the Baptist said, and here's what each and every one of us need to say. He must increase, God, Jesus, and I must decrease. More of him and less of me. Amen. And when he was saying that to me, how do I do that? How can I allow you to increase and me to decrease? It comes by dependence. What is a dependent? Your dependent is someone that's dependent on you. And I don't know about you, but my dependence is on him. My God shall supply for all of my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I'm trusting him. I'm depending on him. Amen. So what the apostle, again, what he was saying to you and I in the scripture today, he said, "For what maketh you to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou did not receive?" In other words, this gift that God gave me, that he's blessed me, and the gift that he's gave you, God says, don't forget where it came from. I don't forget that you have to continue to depend on me for it to flow and operate like it should. You know, it isn't like there has to be a Holy Ghost connection. In John chapter 15, Jesus gave us instruction. Start reading verse number 3. Jesus said this. He said, "Now you are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing." Nothing. So no matter how gifted you are for the kingdom of God, no matter how anointed you are for the gift of with the kingdom of God, you have to stay connected. Amen. You have to stay in total dependence. Amen. God never says that you can just go and do it. And that's what happens so much. And that's why people get beat up and they get hurt, because they're trying to do it on their strength and not his strength. But his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, we glorify him in our infirmities, that the power of God may rest upon us. Amen. I don't know about you, but God's anointed us for today. Amen. We're the church of today. And hallelujah, unless we can serve him and rejoice in him and give him praise in the day, we're not going to do much tomorrow. Amen. Every day's a new day. Seek the Lord early while he may be found. Yes. Call on him when he's near. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. It was really something. It's kind of, do you have your secret place where you meet the Lord? Not that the Lord can't meet you everywhere. He does. But don't you have your secret place? You know what? I surely missed my office. I meet the Lord there every morning. And he meets me there in the morning. And I was in Williamsburg this week, and he just wasn't there like he's in my office. Hello? Yeah. Hello? We have that place? Yeah, yes. Did you have that place you meet? Do you have your secret place? Yeah. If you don't, get you a secret place to meet the Lord. Amen? Amen. Because it's important to allow him to abide in you and you abide in him. Amen. And I'll tell you something, when you go into a room and you do whatever God's called you to do and you're doing it, you're abiding in him, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. There's always fruit. Yes. Always fruit. Yes. Hallelujah. How many know that God's planting seeds to bear some fruit in here today? Amen. 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 God's speaking to you. Yes. Amen. He's speaking to you because he loves you. And he never changed his mind. Amen. I'm thankful that God never changes his mind towards us. Sometimes we changed our mind concerning him, but he didn't change his mind concerning us. He loves us like we never left. He, with open arms, he just loves on us and receives us and anoints us to fulfill what he's called us to do. Are you with me? So look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians 3. We're talking about the dependence. The apostle reminds the church at Corinth in verse number 5. He says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also have made us ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Now the letter, the law wasn't abolished, it was fulfilled in Christ Jesus. But the wages of sin was death. And the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now by the law, they couldn't keep it. So they were breaking the law, so they were facing death. But through Christ Jesus, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So that's when that grace abounds, amen, that we can do what God's called us to do because we're dependent on him. You were a kid once too and you fell down. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So he says first, you know, we're all different, but if we're all dependent on him, it takes our determination. He says, if I gave it to you, why are you glorying as I didn't give it to you? Yeah. Amen. But he says that we're to be determined. One of my favorite scriptures is Romans 8:38. For I'm persuaded that neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature is able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. You know, every time I go through a storm, God's love appears. I have to say this too. Man, this week at Williamsburg with my wife, man, the Lord spoke to me in some areas for all those things that I took for granted. All those things that I didn't realize that she did. Man, I was still telling. We changed the words to a song for my granddaughters. They weren't getting along; they were fighting, and we changed the words to the song "You're a Good Good Father," and we had them saying, "You're a good good sister. That's who you are, and I'm loved by you. That's who I am." All right. So we ought to sing that song to one another, that we're good, good brothers, we're good, good sisters, and we're loved by them, that we love one another, that we're determined to manifest God's love for one another. You know, God's love is agape love. Agape love comes with no conditions.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's that unconditional love that you don't have to deserve it. You don't have to merit it. You don't have to earn it. It's God's love given to you and I. And he says to us in the text in verse 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the Lord is reminding us in this determination. He said what? Verse 19. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, you are not your own? For you were bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now, there's this thing, that's that thing that hits us when I used to say this all the time, oh, that's just the way I am. And God says, no, that's the way the world has made you. That isn't the way I created you. Hello? And our spirit, we're made of body, mind, soul, and spirit. Our spirit is our emotional state, our reactive state. Amen? And God's saying we're to react in love if we allow the Spirit of God the big S to take dominance over the little s. Amen? And so many times I hear ministers, people speaking and said, thus saith the Lord, but it doesn't align with the word of God. If it doesn't align with the word of God, it came from the spirit of man, not the spirit of God. Yeah. Amen. This is my check app. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We're to check the word. You know, did it align with the word? Did it align with the word? Because God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not changing the word. So we've got his book. Let me go to the book and see if that's what God has to say. And if it aligns with his word, you say, hey, hallelujah. But if it doesn't align with his word, it was the spirit of man, not the spirit of God. Amen? So as we're determined to say, I'm going to submit myself. Let me say this. God didn't call any of us to change anyone. God, through his spirit, wants to change all of us. Every last one of us. We're a work in progress. None of us have arrived yet. The word of God says, ever learning, but never fully coming to the knowledge of the truth. And as God is ministering to our hearts and lives, he is saying, hey, we're different from one another. That's okay. We're depending on him. And by our dependence on him, we'll be determined to do what God called us to do. Amen. And I love what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. I was talking to the Lord about this one thing, and there's another thing he's speaking to my heart about. And he was speaking to my heart about prayer. And, you know, prayer changes things, and I don't usually kneel to pray. I walk and pray. I'm a prayer walker, and I walk and pray. And then God said, son, it's an act of humility and humbleness. I want you to get on your knees before me. God gave us an altar. And God says every one of us need to come to the altar. Every last one of us have something we need to lay down. You've been carrying it for long enough. And God wants to lift it off of you. But he says you've got to humble yourself before me and get on your knees at my altar and I will lift it off of you. It doesn't take someone. God uses men and God uses women to anoint and to pray and to do those things. But God gave us also the altar. And you know what you do at the altar? But first you repent. Because every time in the altar, God shows me something that I picked up or I'm holding on to that I need to release to him. Hello, is there anybody just me? Amen. That's all of us. And God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 9, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich. Yes. Amen. In other words, he humbled himself and took the cross. Yes. And God is saying that we need to humble ourselves. Yes. Hello? Yes. Hello? Yes. Amen. No matter how far I get with the Lord, he always has something he wants to do in my life. Man, I ask everyone to forgive me if I treat anybody wrong. I don't intentionally treat anybody wrong or plan to treat anybody wrong. But I'm a flesh man just like I'm a spirit man. Sometimes I walk in the spirit. Sometimes I walk in the flesh. Hallelujah. It's a battle, isn't it? So what he has said to us, in 1 John chapter 3, and I'll close. It's kind of interesting. The beloved John said in John 3:16, he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life." But in 1 John 3:16, he says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." That calls for some sacrifice. So in closing today, God wants to say to you and I love what the James says in James 1:17. He said, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and it cometh down from the Father of lights, in whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning." And God wants to remind you and I that even though we're all different, that we differ one from another, that by grace God has given us gifts, and even in our gifts we're dependent on him. And he is saying that be determined not to receive the glory that belongs to God. You know, one of the things the Lord says is he doesn't share his glory with anyone. But he says in Galatians chapter 6, he reminds you and I, be not deceived, in verse number 7. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them of the household of faith. One of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about today is we all have differences. We're all different. We have different personalities. God's calling for us to depend on him. And in this depending on him, it's going to take our determination to overcome the adversity the adversary is trying to put in front of us. And beware of the deception of the adversary. Amen. He's a deceiver. He's a liar, and he's the father of all liars. He's come to destroy you, but God came to give you life, as just like Jesus said in John 8:32. He said, "And ye shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free." And what God said here a minute ago, he called for us to humble ourselves before him, to come to the altar. And I'm going to ask you right now, if you receive the word of God, to come to the altar. Find you a place at the altar. The altar is between you and God. I'm not getting into your business. You're not getting into anybody's getting your business. You just lay down what God calls you to lay down at that altar today. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you're sending your word here to accomplish what you're sending it to do. Father, I speak to those that are on Facebook today, Father God. I speak to those young ministers that are discouraged, Father God. Father, I speak encouragement to them right now in the name of Jesus. Even though they're differing from others, Father God, may their dependence be upon you, and may they be determined to answer the call that's upon their lives, Father God. Lord, as you're speaking to men and women today through the airwaves, Father God, if there's things in your life that you know that are out of order, God says, make an altar right now. Get on your knees before me. Humble yourself before me and pray. Turn from your wicked ways, and then you will hear from me, says the Lord. And I will do great and mighty things in your life and the lives of your family members and your loved ones. So, Father, we thank you for all that you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're going to do. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.